You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
Every Friday at about this time, we check in with Vegas film critic Jeff Howard in studio, talking about a couple of movies, big movies that are coming out this weekend.
Yes, definitely. There's a big movie coming out, Mike.
Yes, yes, I could. I can't believe it.
30 years in the making. Yes.
Oh, God, this is going to go on.
You're making fun of my accent again, Carla?
Right, yeah.
Because she doesn't get enough from
can't
me.
Can't get enough of that. By golly. Oh, good.
Terminator Dark Fate. We have Arnold Schwarzenegger back again as the Terminator. 30 years in the making.
Yes, but isn't he like a drapery salesman now or something?
No, he's... Yeah, he is. Yeah. How did you know that?
I saw like, an interview with him. It's like, well, okay.
I was like, yeah, you're right. He is a drapery salesman. But that Terminator now is married with kids.
Okay.
And he's kind of changed. He's evolved. It's kind of complicated. Listen, okay? It's the same story, you know, and Linda Hamilton trained for a year to come back.
I saw.
Yes.
Man.
And you have the characters that we know and love.
Is it enjoyable?
It is incredible because the action sequences, yes, we have car chases, but everything seems so fresh, you know, and I don't want to give any spoilers away, but it kind of wraps up these characters just like they did with the Last Jedi. You just kind of like, you feel like, okay, that's it. Close the chapter on these characters and move on. But the action sequences, because we have a new Rev 9 Terminator that is just going to blow you away. You know, so this movie is nonstop action. Arnie's back. Linda's back. I had the best time with it. I was nostalgic about it.
That's
it's going to
cool.
be a huge hit.
All right. Excellent. And the other movie everybody's talking about.
Yes. It's Edward Norton wrote, directed, and starred in Motherless Brooklyn. I mean, this guy's so talented. It's the 1950s. He plays a detective who's trying to find out who killed his best friend and mentor. And it's Alec Baldwin is this runs the city in the 1950s, runs Manhattan. He has all these different hats on with the building department. He's very corrupt. It reminds me of Chinatown. So it's award season is here. A lot of buzz around this. Check out Motherless Brooklyn. It's excellent.
And what other flick you wanted to talk about?
Yeah, if you're a documentary fan, there's a movie I have to mention. It's playing up there at Village Square. It's called Where's My Roy Cohen?
Mm-hmm.
And it's about the most notorious attorney in the 20th century, the McCarthy era, Trump.
Yeah.
All this, you would not believe what this guy was involved with. But you've got to see this documentary because it's just so fascinating. It's how one man can control so much.
Wow.
And one man is so evil. And one man has so much power. I mean, this is a riveting documentary. So check it out up there at Village Square.
All right.
Cool. Thank you, Jeff.
Follow him on Facebook, YouTube, and of course, VegasFilmCritic.com. Jeff, have a great weekend.
Thanks a lot.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.